I'm going to be continuing on the series in Ephesians, as Phil said, starting, it's Ephesians 5, and we're going to be looking at verse 20 this morning. And this particular talk, as Phil mentioned, has been moved around quite a bit due to my family's health and different things. So I just want to first start by saying a big thank you to those who have sort of accommodated that and stepped in at different times and made it work. It's a real blessing to be a part of this church family. And speaking about being thankful, that is what we're going to be talking all about this morning. We're going to be talking about being thankful to our Heavenly Father in all things. And I know that me being away has sort of caused things to get a little bit out of order, because Phil's already done the verses following this, talking about submitting to God. But I hope that this morning's talk does follow on from Willie's message, where he talked about being filled with the Holy Spirit and that overflowing and the outpouring of songs of praise and worship. And I also hope that it sort of links into Phil's one too, because if we have that right attitude of gratitude, it makes it so much more easy to submit to God. So, to start this morning, I thought I'd just quickly go through a few things that we can really be thankful for. So firstly, we can be really thankful that we live in Palmerston North, you know, because the weather's so interesting. I don't know, there's some images from around the place. Definitely not a boring place to live weather-wise. We can also be thankful for our husbands and fathers who always so willingly take on things around the house and fixing things and just jump into those DIY jobs and do just about such a bad job that you have to call on the professionals. So we're really thankful for those husbands and fathers. We can also be really thankful for children because, you know, they're so good at putting away their toys, and the children, they just love putting away their stuff. They really are a true joy, but it is a shame when they go back to home to their own parents and you're left with the tornadoes that you're trying to raise yourself. Yeah, not good. Oh. You probably all think I'm going to say thank you for my wife, my beautiful wife. But no, this morning I'm just really thankful for beards because they give off the illusion that I have a good jawline. Not true at all, not true at all. But no, I am thankful for my wife. She's awesome. There is truly so much to be thankful for, and I am, and also to be pleased about in our lives, so much to be pleased about, but often we just don't notice them. And I'm seriously thankful for God's word. So this morning, let's dive into it. Let's start reading together. If you turn to it with me, I'm going to read from verse 15, just to sort of capture all the different things that have been talked about in this series so far. So we're going to be reading from Ephesians 5, verse 15 to 20. It says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And that's the verse that we're going to be focusing on this morning. And it is just one verse, so it should be a quick talk, or at least we hope. That would definitely be something to be thankful for. But in all seriousness, it is just one verse, but the idea of giving God thanks for everything is such a big, crucial part of our relationship with Him. And it's something that is mentioned all throughout Scripture. In fact, Paul talks about being thankful to God at least 46 times on just himself. And the idea of thanksgiving to God comes up over 102 times in the Old Testament. So giving thanks to God is clearly a huge, huge part and something that we should really take seriously. But before we unpack giving our thanksgiving to God a little further, I just want to talk about thanksgiving as a concept in our culture today. So in today's world, I think that it appears that people have really started to lose what it means to have an attitude of gratitude. As kids, we're taught that please and thank you are magic words that compel adults to do what we want. Thanks literally becomes code for, finally, I got what I've been asking for. And if I can be honest myself, I say thanks all the time, like even in times where I'm not necessarily thankful. In my emails at work, I use thanks as a little sign off at the end quite often, even if it's after a really passive-aggressive paragraph before that. And I'm clearly not thankful at all. So do you ever feel this way? Like you're pretending to be grateful or just saying it because it's polite? Sometimes I even say thank you before I've even thought about what I'm thankful for. It's just like a, you know, when someone sneezes and you say bless you, it's just something we do. It feels like the idea of giving thanks has been so trivialized that it is starting to lose its meaning. And I think especially with the development of the internet and social media, it seems as though people are so much more focused on being worried about not having as much or not doing as well as the people that they see on there, rather than being grateful for all the things that they have. We live in a society of entitlement, where people think that they are owed something or deserve this or that. A recent study in the US showed that 40% of millennials who were asked believe that they deserve a promotion in their job every 2 years. Doesn't matter how good your performance was. Doesn't matter at all. This attitude of gratitude and everything that we read about in the Bible is definitely not displayed in our culture today. Instead, there is a jealous, angry, and self-centered attitude that seems to only be getting worse and is definitely creeping into circles of believers as well. So why is this important? Well, I think it's important because I believe that giving God thanks is our primary vehicle of worship to Him. We often think of praise or joy or love as the ultimate expressions of worship to God. We expect that true worship will be characterized by intense emotion or heightened praise and excitement. And of course, all of these are great things. But really, the affection most associated in Scripture with worship is actually something perhaps a little less flashy, a little less intense, and less directly connected with our particular feelings, but rather the affection most associated in the Bible with worship is thanksgiving. Psalm 50, verse 23 reads, "The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me." Hebrews 12, verse 28 to 29 says, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and praise God by worshipping Him with holy fear and awe, for our God is a devouring fire." It makes sense for the enemy to be attacking our cultural understanding of thanksgiving, because he is attacking the very means by which we give our worship to God. Satan hates people worshipping God, and so he tries by any means to distract people from the very purpose that we were created for. We were made to glorify and worship the Almighty Creator. Psalm 95, verses 1 to 3 reads, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Amen. He truly is such a great God. And He's worthy of all of our thanksgiving. So, there's infinite reasons that we could be thankful to God. It goes on and on and on and on. But this morning, I just wanted to deep dive a little bit into five reasons why we should be thankful to God in everything. And the first one is that God commands it. While gratitude toward God should come naturally to Holy Spirit-filled believers because of all that God has done for us, He knows that we are forgetful, easily distracted, and hard-hearted at times. And so, throughout Scripture, God commands us to be thankful to Him. Colossians 2, verse 6 to 7 says, "So then, just as you received Christ, Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Philippians 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Also, our verse this morning, Ephesians 5, 20, tells us to always give thanks. It doesn't ask us to, it tells us to always give thanks. It is a command. So, and if you're not obeying that command, then you're not following God's will. Think of it like this: if gratitude doesn't come easy for you, neither will finding God's will. Now, some of you may have wrestled with or be wrestling with this idea that God commands us to thank him. I know that the idea of a God that commands our worship and thanks can be a stumbling block for people. Some might say, well, there's something lacking in this God, that he needs our thanksgiving so much that he has to command it from us. And I've had people that I talk to in my job and around the place talk to them about God, and they always really humanize him and say things like, man, he must be narcissistic or be insecure for having to demand our worship and thanksgiving. So is this true? Absolutely not. Nothing is lacking in our God. He is the God that created, maintains, and rules over the heavens and the earth. The truth is that regardless of what we do, God is going to be worshipped. When Jesus was here on earth, he said that if people don't worship God, the rocks will worship him, because he is going to be worshipped. He is going to be thanked. So, if God doesn't need us to be thankful to him, then why does he command us to do so? Well, first and foremost, it's for his own glory, but I also believe that God commands us to be thankful because he loves us. Psalm 107, verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It's because his faithful love endures forever, and God knows that thanking him is going to be beneficial for us. Thanking and worshipping God for being good is good for me. Being thankful to him is going to give me great joy, which leads to the next reason for us to be thankful to God, and that is that it benefits us. 1 Thessalonians verse 5, 16 through 18 reads, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoicing always, living a life filled with joy all year round, no matter what, is directly linked to being thankful to God in all circumstances. Now, there has been a lot of research by psychologists over the year on the effects of having an attitude of gratitude on our emotional well-being, our physical well-being. And there was a study done by a psychologist named Robert Emmons back in 2003, where he got a bunch of people, separated them into three different groups, and he gave them all journals, and he said to them, the first group, I want you to write each day about something that's negatively impacted you in the day, something like a frustration or a complaint. He told the next group to write about their day in a more descriptive way, just talking about what's happened in the day without a positive or a negative charge to it. And then he asked the third group to write about their days in a thankful way with gratitude, all the things that they were thankful for throughout their day. And they did that for 10 weeks. And then when they came back, interviewed the people and gathered all of the data that they could. And it turned out that the findings were that the group of people who wrote journals filled with gratitude were more joyful, more optimistic about the future, more likely to have made progress towards their goals, and even more likely to have reached out to support other people. And interestingly enough, they were also physically healthier too. The data suggested that the gratitude group exercised more often and went to the doctors less relative to the members from the other groups. So science agrees that being grateful is good for us. But is this really a surprise? Of course not, because long before all of these studies took place, God knew what is good for us. God knows us so much better than science ever will. He designed us, and he gave us his word, which teaches us that he is good and that he wants good for us. So when he commands us to do something, like being grateful in everything, it is always going to be good for us. When we cling to these... when we cling to these verses about giving thanks to God, no matter what is going on, it also builds in us a resilience to overcome adversity and things that might be going wrong. Gives us the ability to weather even the harshest of storms. Being grateful to God in these times is so glorifying to him and so beneficial to us. acknowledging that I am thankful that he is in control, and because I know that he is good and wants good for me, I can face tomorrow. Which leads to my third reason for us to be thankful to God, and that is that thankfulness acknowledges God's sovereignty. The single greatest act of worship I believe that you can offer God is to thank him. It's the highest form of worship because through gratitude, we affirm that God is ultimately in control through both times of trial and blessing, and acknowledge our humble acceptance of both. The passage this morning says, always give thanks to God the Father for everything. It doesn't say sometimes give thanks to God for some things. When things are difficult, when you come up against the worst times in your life, how do you respond? Are you filled with anger at your situation? Are you jealous of others who aren't facing the same struggles that you are? Do you get caught up in the self-centered victim mentality that everything is against you? Well, I know that I get like this, and to be honest, sometimes it doesn't even take that much adversity to put me there. And I'm not completely putting aside these emotions and feelings that we have, but when we get the priority list wrong, when those things make their way to the top ahead of our gratitude for God, it is impossible for us to live our lives with an attitude of thankfulness to him. However, with a thankful heart, you can say in the midst of anything, God be praised. This kind of attitude looks beyond your circumstances, but rather to the plan of God. It sees beyond the pain into God's sovereignty. It knows, as we read in Romans 8, verse 28, that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him. An attitude of thankfulness also enables us to deal with those who wrong us, just like Joseph did with his brothers when he said, as for you, you meant it as evil against me, but God meant it for good. Those who are thankful see the hand of God everywhere and say, God, I thank you for the good times as well as the hard times because I know that you will use those things for my good and for your glory. The grateful Christian remembers that suffering protects, confirms, strengthens, and establishes them in God. And God wills this kind of thankfulness in his children. The fourth reason to be thankful to God, and this one I could talk about forever, but I promise I won't. The great gifts of God. There truly is so much for us to be thankful for when we stop and take a look at the great works of our God. Firstly, we have the gift of life. We often sing a song here at COV that I love, and the words say, you give life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. And then in the chorus, it says, it's your breath in our lungs, and so we pour out our praise to you only. Do you truly believe that this morning? That each breath you take is a gift from God? Well, Genesis 2, verse 7 says that the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth. He blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. So God literally breathed life into us. Each breath that we take is a direct gift from God. And so this morning I ask you, what will you do with that gift? Well, I hope that you feel as convicted as I do to pour it out to him in praise and thanksgiving. And not just sometimes, like we said, but in everything. God also gifted us the beautiful world we see around us. And so often we can go about our days with work or school or whatever else we have going on and completely miss God's amazing creativity on display everywhere that we look. You look to the sides and you see rivers and oceans teeming with life. You look down and you will see the intricacies and plants and creatures of the earth. And even the balance of our world on a microbiological level screams of God's meticulous design. Look up and you will see the mountains that display God's amazing power. And look further up and you will get a glimpse of the absolute enormity of our God in the night sky. He is more vast than the universe. He put each star in its place. He created it and it all points to him. The gift of the universe is truly something that we should be thankful for. God has gifted us with his word. And what a great gift it is. This is where we get our understanding of him from. He hasn't left us to try and figure things out all on our own, but rather we have his living word to guide us, teach us all about the amazing God that he is. God is not silent this morning. If you want to hear from him right now, all you have to do is open up and read your Bible. His word is alive, and he wants you to know even more about him every day. Also, we have the gift of the Holy Spirit as believers. And again, what an amazing gift it is that God puts himself in us to guide us, to shape us, to change us daily, so that we, again, don't have to walk alone, but rather we have him right there beside us. It is just an amazing gift. And I could go on and on and on about the gifts that God has given us, but it all leads to the ultimate gift that he has given us, the gift of his son, Jesus, the gift of redemption to himself, the gift of salvation from our sins, the gift of eternal life in his presence, the gift of grace to give us an inheritance in his kingdom, and the gift of mercy to forgive us of our transgressions. How thankful are you to God this morning for all of these amazing truths? How thankful are you this morning for Jesus? How can we be anything but filled with thanksgiving? I think that Christians should be the most thankful people on the planet. So what makes this gift of Jesus so special is that it cost God to give it to us. And that is the last point that I want to talk about this morning about what I think different things for us to be thankful to God for, and that is the great cost that God paid for me. How much did it cost God to reconcile us to himself? How great was the cost of my salvation? Well, my debt for my sin was insurmountable on my own. The cost was so great that I could never pay it. But God the Father loved me, and he loved you so much that he sent God the Son, Jesus, to walk on this earth and be fully man and fully God, live a sinless, blameless life, and then give it up willingly to death on a cross. For you and for me, it truly cost God everything. The wrath that was rightfully meant for me was poured out on Jesus on that cross. It cost God giving up his only son, Jesus, so that we would not be given up. We did nothing to deserve it. We did nothing to earn it. The only thing that we earned was the punishment that had to be unleashed on Jesus. And yet he took that away from us. And so, like I said before, what response can we have other than absolute thankfulness and gratitude? However, I'm ashamed to admit that even though I know this truth, I still have times where I'm not living a life filled with thankfulness to God, who gave up so much to buy my freedom. These times that I don't feel thankful, and there are many in my day-to-day life, are times where either I have forgotten what this amazing gift cost God, or I have let the distractions or trials of life infiltrate my priority list and make their way to the top. But like I said earlier, God knows us so well. He knows that we are forgetful and easily distracted, and so he gives us the communion meal to remind us regularly of what it cost to have our amazing redemption with him. And I am so, so very grateful for this table here in front of me now, because time and time and time again, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, I come in here and I'm completely distracted by whether it be issues at work or struggling with having a lack of sleep, or maybe I'm just completely sorry for myself because of grief or other things that I'm dealing with. And when I come here and see this table before me, it's like a slap in the face. It's like a reminder, you know, a real brutal picture that reminds me of what it cost God to have this relationship with me. And what else can I do but be filled with gratitude? God knows us so well, and he knew that this communion feast was necessary to remind us regularly to be thankful to him for what it cost. A verse this morning also reiterates the importance of remembering what it cost God when it says that we are to always be giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we are thanking God the Father, we are to be doing it in the name of what it cost God to reconcile us, God the Son. I almost always end my prayers to God with, in Jesus' precious name, and you probably have noticed that. And I'm sure as good Christians, you all do something similar. But again, truth be told, I feel like a lot of the time I'm doing it out of habit rather than really realizing what it means. The real reason that we are told to pray in Jesus' name is because we are recognizing that our reconciliation and our access to God through prayer is only because of Christ Jesus and what he's done for us. It is only through his redeeming sacrifice, only through what it cost God, that we are made a new creation and that we're even capable of thanking him. If it wasn't for Jesus' sacrifice, we would do nothing but thank ourselves. But praise be to God that he did send Jesus. The cost was great, but as we have talked about, God's victory over sin and death is greater. Yes, Jesus was broken for my transgressions, but he also rose again. He is alive today, and all he asks is that we put our belief in him, and then we can share in his eternal victory. So today, if you feel stuck in a world that seems pretty bleak, if you don't feel grateful for much and rather find yourself jealous and angry, I urge you this morning to come to the cross and put your faith in Christ. It is the best thing that you will ever do, and you will never go a day without having so much to be thankful for. And that includes, like I said, no matter what's going on around you, you will always be thankful. So please, I ask you this morning, if you are feeling that way, then don't leave without coming and talking to either myself or an elder or someone that you trust here. God loves you so much. God truly loves you so much, and he wants to bring you into a relation with him. So do not leave this morning without talking to someone. Church family, I pray that something from this message this morning has pierced your heart, and you're in the same boat as me right now, where you can't help but cry out praise and thanksgiving to our great God. And God's word does a much greater job of that than I ever could. So I just want to finish this morning by reading Psalm 100, which reads, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Let's pray. Father God, this morning we again just fall on our face before you with utter gratefulness and thankfulness for all that you've done for us. It seems like such a small thing to offer our thanks to you, but God, for you it is such an amazing thing of us glorifying you, acknowledging your sovereignty. And so God, this morning we do just want to thank you. Father God, we thank you for all of the amazing gifts and blessings that we have, but Father, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we are completely undeserving, but yet while we were your enemies, you sent him to die for us. And so now we can stand here, I can stand here, I can stand here and worship you and give you thanks, not because of anything that I've done, but rather all because of what Jesus did for me. And so this morning, I just thank you and praise you and worship you, all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.